I'm the computer man. I'm the Macintosh man with the virus scan. Okay, it's the computer segment. We talk tech here. It is sponsored by Micro Center. You can send us a question by text or you can go on the air. It's a lot more fun to do it on the air, by the way. And that number, both numbers, this and the text, is 312-981-7200. We have here in the Allstate Showcase studio right now, Nick Rearich and Russell Schwartz are two, you guys are all becoming like regulars. You're not the...
We've kind of been rotating it around a lot.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but it's just this small group of guys. And you're from the Westmont store.
That is correct.
There is a downtown store on Elston, but they just don't seem to want to send anybody over.
Yeah, they've got a lot more volume than us, so they have a little more trouble.
Oh, more volume. So. I see. They're just too busy servicing customers there. Is there competition between the stores?
Friendly competition, a little bit.
Always friendly competition.
All right. It's not like a knife fight if you meet the other guy in the middle of the let me ask you about this. Once was, a couple of decades ago, you had things called files. They were made out of paper or cardboard or something. You had other things called important documents, mortgage stuff, savings, investments, bank records. They would all be on paper, and you'd put those paper things into the folder and put the folder in a safe deposit box or in a strong box you've got in the house, and it was safe. Now we have electronic copies of everything, and we save all that data on the computer itself, or on this thing called the cloud, which is, I guess, computer servers out there somewhere in farms, they call them. But bad things can happen to all those zeros and ones that make up the binary code that everything electronic is based on these days. It can get lost in things like computer crashes, or it can be stolen. You need to protect your stuff. You need duplicate storage sites for one. All right, guys, talk about this, because you get computers all the time, and I bet you find that most people have one, stupid, obvious, easy to figure out passwords. You're shaking your heads. And two, they don't back anything up. What else should they be doing?
Well, the major thing is always back up their data. If you have anything really important, as you were saying, mortgage documents, bank information that you keep on your computer, always keep it in three different places. And if it's something really important, I would probably make a fourth copy.
Now, that's amazing. Three. We've talked about this before, the rule of threes. Do you both do that? I think I asked Mike Pankowitz, and he sort of sheepishly said he doesn't quite follow the rules.
We don't always follow the best rules, but it's the best.
I have two copies of my information, so of my most important information, mostly pictures is what I have.
Nick. You're telling the people to do three, and you yourself, you don't. But doesn't that show you how hard it is to get off the dime and do it? And Russell, same thing with passwords. I am so sick of passwords. I have a sheet, and they're 25, 30 different. A lot of them are the same, but I hate it.
The worst thing is,
get downtown and you work on a computer at a company, and every few months they update the password. And I go, no! Now I got to change my records and remember this thing now.
And the worst thing is, if you talk to somebody who's a security expert, they're going to tell you having all those written down is actually a really bad move. But at the same time, that same person is going to turn around and tell you your password should never be a dictionary word. You never want to have repeated passwords. You always want to change it up when you have to change it. You never want to have like
the same password with a number in front of it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
How about your address?
That's also
bad.
You always want it to be completely random alphanumeric characters. Throw in some special characters like a pound sign or dollar sign.
How about this on my USAA account? Well, I shouldn't have said what account it was, but I'll mix it up here. They'll say, when they go through the security checks, they'll say, what city were you married in? And what was the name of your mother's, your grandmother's maiden name and stuff like that? I'll just put down gibberish.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Because that stuff can be found out.
If someone has your email and a lot of the answers to those common questions, like what was your first pet name, where'd you go to high school, stuff like that, they can get into a whole lot of accounts very easily.
A good security tip I learned a long time ago is make up a phrase and take the first letter out of that phrase. So when you're typing in the phrase, you just remember the first letter. So, you know, to be or not to be, you know. So you take T, B, T, you know.
All right. Well, there are tricks to do it, but it's so important. I've interviewed security people. Cybersecurity types, and they harp on this too. They're kind of boring interviews because they always say the same thing. You've got to have robust, regularly changed passwords. There's got to be a better way sometime, but right now, with all that we know, it doesn't seem to be, these great minds can't come up with anything else. We know about biometrics, maybe.
There are stuff out there, but I mean, it's quite expensive to implement it, and that's why, you know, the standard typing in a password phrase is, you know, the norm for most people.
Does your store sell any kind of shortcutty kind of things that make it easy? Because I know there is online, and I use something called Dashlane. There are others that store it for you, and they populate the passwords when you log on.
Yeah, there's a, I know.
And I'm told that that's a good thing.
I don't know that we have anything in store for
that.
No,
not that I know off the top of my head. But yeah, there are a couple free services out there that do offer nice, you know, password remembering. Some even like business class computers actually come with software built into them nowadays. I've seen a lot of HP computers.
You know, when people take this stuff seriously, you know the answer to this.
When it all goes wrong.
Yeah, when you get burned.
Yep.
When somebody steals your stuff and you feel violated and you go, this is never going to happen again. You know, stealing it is one thing. The worst thing is if they steal it and then make use of it.
Yep.
All right. 312-981-7200. That's our phone number. Let's show you how it works. We take your calls. These guys answer the calls. First up is Kathleen, who's got a new laptop with a, what? It's got a sticking problem?
It does. Well, Bill, first of all, I have to tell you, I actually am a cybersecurity expert. And what I tell my customers to do is when all else fails, pick a few foul words in a foreign language.
Oh, that's fun.
And use that as your go-to password.
Merde.
I know it's a little, but it works. It works.
Yeah. See, I can say that on American radio.
There's no science behind that. There's no science behind it, but I'm just,
this guy's,
you know,
out here
is
looking at me. What did that guy just say? He's French. He's French.
You just pick, if you know a foul, you know, a swear word, right, in a foreign language.
That's cute.
Use that as your password.
As somebody who's not hacking you from that country and somehow they figure out that you know that the language. Anyway, Kathleen,
level of complexity.
Tell us how we can help you.
I have a new Toshiba laptop, and I mean, it's brand new out of the box. And it's a Windows 7 Professional, and the cursor is stuck in the center of the screen. So I've tried, you know, the Control, Alt-Delete to try to reboot it or go to Task Manager or whatever to figure out what the problem is. It is absolutely frozen. The only thing I can do is log off.
Kathleen, have you tried connecting an external mouse to the computer?
Actually, I don't have one right here.
Because a lot of times with newer laptops, they have the ability to disable the cursor so the touchpad won't move, so it's not jumping around while you're typing. Usually it's like a function and then one of the F keys or something like that that a lot of times can turn it off. If you can't find that, try hooking up an external mouse just to see if that resolves it. Because if that resolves it, you're probably looking at a case where the cursor has been turned off.
Okay. And is there a symbol on the function keys that might show me what cursor?
It usually looks like a trackpad with the left and right click on it. That's usually what it looks like on the, for the function key. They're all different from the manufacturers, but it's on the the function, the like the F1
the
through F, the F12 key on the top of the keyboard.
Okay.
I think we solved your problem, Kathleen.
Well, I hope so. I'll keep trying them. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, if you don't get it, if that doesn't work, you call us next week and give these guys grief.
Bye.
All right, thanks. 312-981-7200 to text or talk here on the Bill Mahler Show on 720 WGN. Real quick, we had a texter who had something smart to say about what to do to protect yourself online. Multi-factor authentication. Both of you, the minute I said that, said, oh, yeah, excellent.
Yeah, really
hold it. Go. Oh.
That's something you really want to have on like your really important accounts, like your Gmail account, your bank account. It's something where you can have like a text message or a phone call that provides you with a secondary code to go along with your password.
But how do you create that? I mean, you have to be asked for that, don't you?
Correct. A lot of companies will actually prompt you to do it. Google now, when you create an account, will say, hey, you should do this. Or Microsoft accounts now, I believe, will make you actually...
Most people don't because it's a hassle.
Yeah, they make you really work to opt out of it for the Microsoft account.
But sometimes you can even set it up for one time so it just remembers that computer.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, in the future, it knows that computer is safe.
All right, let's go. First up, hey, Craig, you're on WGN. Go ahead. Not a lot of time, so let's all talk fast.
Yeah, anytime I reboot, warm or cold, I get right in the middle of the screen a pop-up that comes up and says, click to run. And it says, an update for Microsoft Office Starter 2010 English is now available online.
Just hit yes.
And then the buttons at the bottom say okay or cancel. But anytime you reboot, warm or cold.
But do you ever say yes to that query?
Hell no.
Well, with Microsoft Office Starter, you know, they didn't include the updates for the regular Windows updates. And you basically, you know, you'll get that message from time to time. I've seen it on customer units. It's basically just an update for Microsoft Office Starter.
So he should say yes.
Yes.
It's legitimate. It's not some kind of a phony thing.
It's not. It's legitimate.
Okay, because it's very generic. There's no picture of Microsoft logo.
I've seen it before on plenty of customer computers. It's a Microsoft Office Starter was so generic that it was just a simple update that they sent through for all the computers.
Is there any way of turning it off without updating it? Because I don't use that Microsoft
Office.
There
should be something available in the options if you go under Tools, but it's going to be kind of buried.
So. Yeah, it's going to be hard. You have a lot of layers of questions to go through.
Okay.
Come on.
As long as I know it.
Just do it, Craig.
I don't care.
Yeah, just do it. You'll be safe.
I don't want to do anything else. Okay, thanks, guys. I really.
All right, thank you. Jim, go ahead. About out of time. Be quick.
Yeah, my life kind of reflects my computer skills, and I'm disorganized. I cannot pull up all of my photos. They're on the computer. I don't know where they are. There's a software called Live Home, but it's almost $300. Is there any other alternative, or can you guys recommend how to organize or be able to pull up all of your photos, videos?
How about you try out Picasa from Google?
I use Picasa. And now, doesn't Picasa go find them on your hard drive? Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so it's free.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know, Picasa.com maybe, but it's a Google
product.
Just
go to Google and type in Picasa, it'll pop up.
Yeah.
If it's free, it's me. So, beautiful. Okay, thank you, guys.
That's the Google model. They know how to do that. They offer that stuff free, and you kind of get hooked.
Yep.
And they own you. All right, thanks so much, Micro Center guys. We'll see you next week. Who's here next week?
I think it's Mike and Dennis.
Yep.
Okay.
Dennis is making his return.
Yeah, it's been a while. It'd be good to see him. Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good one.